From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 409,000, surpassing New York for most in the nation. Johns Hopkins University data showed today that California now has about 1,200 more cases than New York, but New York's 32,520 deaths are by far the highest total in the country, and four times more than the number in California. But California yesterday confirmed 12,807 new cases. It's the state's highest single-day tally since the start of the pandemic, and U.S. government data shows reported coronavirus cases underestimate the true number of infections. The top prosecutor for a San Francisco Bay Area county says he will no longer seek the death penalty and will move to end cash bail. No, it's not San Francisco's Chesa Boudin. It's Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen, and it's part of a reform plan prompted by the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Rosen said today that his office would review cases with an eye toward race and equity and form a unit to ferret out serious police misconduct. The San Jose Police Officers Association called his proposals reckless and politically motivated. Governor Gavin Newsom issued a moratorium on the death penalty last year. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf's house was vandalized by a group of individuals around 2 o'clock yesterday morning, and that set off a busy day for Oakland's activists and politicos. KLW's Vivian Bosu-Skinner has the story.
The group called Sumye Area Comrades took responsibility for the vandalization of Mayor Schaaf's house in a post on Indy Bay Tuesday afternoon. They said that they were, quote, sending a wake-up call to the mayor and a call to action to the Bay Area, end quote. The group's demands include defunding and dismantling the city's police department, canceling rent, guaranteeing housing, and lastly, for the city to drop charges against those arrested during recent protests. The mayor's spokesperson, Justin Burton, released a statement saying that the mayor, quote, supports passionate protest but does not support tactics meant to harm and terrorize others, end quote. Local activist Azeni62 agreed with Burton in a YouTube video.
It will solve no problems, and it's just plain wrong to try to hurt someone like that.
Despite demands to defund the police, the Oakland City Council voted down a proposal to reduce funding on Tuesday evening, with Mayor Schaaf casting the tie-breaking vote. In Berkeley, I'm Vivian Bosu-Skinner, KALW News.
You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.